Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Mary and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinion.
Okay.
Okay, and first question, what is your zip code?
11207.
Thank you very much.
Jeffries.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. And what is your year of birth?
I was born in 1953.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Well, my father is Spanish. My mother is black.
Oh, okay. Okay, and would you say, well, he was a Mexican-American, a Puerto Rican, a Cuban, Dominican, from Central America or from South America?
No, I was born in the United States.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, give me just a moment. All right, and, well, you already told me that the your mom is African-American and your dad is Hispanic, but what race would you identify with or with both of them?
I consider myself a black man, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I went to the 12th grade.
12th grade, okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I vote every presidential election, man.
Okay.
I'm independent. I can tell you myself.
Okay. So you didn't vote for Joe Biden or for Donald Trump?
I voted in the presidential election.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
100% vote.
Okay, thank you very much. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10, very excited.
Thank you very much. How power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means no power at all and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
My vote has a lot of power.
Thank you very much. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidate or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Do you somewhat agree? Neither agree nor disagree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. I will read the options. The items. The first item is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Does this matter a lot, somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
All of the above.
Okay, but if you have to choose, how much does it matter?
It matters 100%. Very important.
Thank you. Next item, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What about it?
How much does it matter that to you?
It's very important.
Would you say it matters a lot?
Yeah, it matters a lot. Of course, well, yeah.
Okay, perfect. The next item is protecting gender equality. Does it matter a lot or does not matter much for you?
Protecting gender equality. Of course it matters. I protect gender equality.
Okay. Would you say matters a lot for you or somewhat?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. And the last item on this list is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
A woman has the choice to make a mess of her own body.
Okay.
That's none of my business.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say election for Congress is the first item? So the options are nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I'll vote. I doubt I will vote or no chance I will vote.
I will vote.
Okay. So I imagine that you will choose nothing will stop me, right?
Nothing will stop me, no.
Okay. The second item is presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Would you select the same option? Nothing will stop me?
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Okay, then we have protecting gender equality. Which option would you select? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. Or other one?
Nothing will stop me.
Okay, thank you. And the last item is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
A woman has the right to do what she wants with her own body.
So in that case, you will say nothing will stop me, right?
Nothing will stop me, correct.
Thank you very much. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else,
I'm independent and I keep that to myself.
Okay. Thank you. It's okay. If the 2024 election for Congress, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today.
Same answer.
Okay, thank you. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated? Somewhat more motivated, no change. Somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote.
Oh, I love my gay brothers and sisters.
So would you say much more motivated?
I love my gay brothers and sisters. That speaks for itself. And listen, I gotta go. You said the last question, you keep asking me more and more. I gotta go to work.
Well, we do have more questions. Would you like me to call you in a different time?
Yeah, but you told me that was the last question two minutes ago. And you're still asking me more questions.
I just said that was the last item on the questions. But if you like, I can call you in a different
time. How much more questions are there?
We are about halfway.
That's too much. I gotta go to work. I'm a very, very busy man. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. What time can I call you back?
Okay, do that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What time?
Listen to me. I am at work right now, and I'm very busy. And call me tomorrow at the same time, whatever. I gotta go.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.